If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio, not with Randy, but with Zach Columbia. What's up, buddy?
I'm here.
When did you get here?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We just popped up in the box. Well, we got a good show for you guys today. Tons going on today. Wow. Got a webinar to do. 500 people on the webinar registered for Wellness Living. And then I'm out of here. I'm going to be heading to Belize.
The island of Belize.
La Isla Bonita. Follow my stories, guys. I got some cool stuff to share. But let's get this episode kicked off here. So we were just in the other office as I came in. We were talking about kind of the topics for today. And what you said made a ton of sense. And I think this is going to be pretty true for most people listening, where the programming that is done at the gym level doesn't have a true framework.
Yeah.
Doesn't have, a system built around why certain exercises are selected over others and what the progressions are and what the format is for the year, the month, the week, the day. Whereas a lot of gym owners just on the fly are just randomizing workouts for their clients. And we did speak to this a little bit ago, why there's a disconnect with our clients feeling that new and exciting is better for them, random workouts. And that's probably why gym owners have gravitated to just throwing stuff on a workout to make it fun and exciting versus, repeating the same workout a couple times, exercises definitely a couple times, and progressing people through. So like, what's your thoughts here?
Well, I guess like, back way up, I won't tell the whole story because it's, it take a long time because there's been like 10 years of evolution with this. And full disclosure, like, when I took over as the director, I wanted nothing to do with the programming.
Right.
Right. We had Mike, who was like our program director, and he just designed all the workouts for everybody. And at that time, I didn't see that much significance to it. I thought that it was all about the delivery. Right. And so for someone like myself, who was a very, let's just say like theatrical coach, right? Like I was all about the energy and the experience. And so I thought that you could just pretty much take any workout and spice it up. And that was enough for the clients, right?
They come in, were moving and
as long as they were moving, having a good time, sweating, laughing. Right. And I thought that was kind of like all that mattered. And so, early days, we just had programming written on a clipboard. Mike would design 10 workouts a week, 10 workouts a week for our clients. And there really wasn't much of a system around even, hey, this day, let's run this program with the clients. It was very loose. It was kind of like, hey, we got this client's coming in. What am I going to do with them today? This client's coming in. What am I going to do with them? And we would more or less, there was a lot of autonomy with the coaches, not as much structure and system. There was a system to how we would write those workouts or design those workouts, but not really a whole, system around how we would implement them as a coaching staff. And, flash forward becoming the director and hiring coaches and realizing not everybody has the same delivery style as I do, right? It's not like you're cloning yourself and they're just going out there and like delivering this amazing experience. Some people are, some coaches are a little softer spoken. Some are not super high energy. They're a little bit, their coaching style is more like educational, more, technical. And so relying just on that experience component or energy component was not enough, you know? And so we went through kind of this evolution of programming, and really what it came down to is Mike left and then the programming landed in my lap. And I was like, I don't have time to design 10 workouts a week, right? Like that's going to take a lot of time. And we had hours devoted into his schedule that we were paying him to go and write those workouts every week. And
by the way, most gyms still do have that. Like that's kind of a very normal thing.
Or not just one person, but multiple people. And then it's a real, mess when you have, you know, five coaches writing programming. And so, you know, when it landed in my lap, I'm like, okay, I need to get very systematic. And so I looked at this and I was like, why are we designing 10 workouts a week when it's like, these workouts almost look identical to what we did 6 months ago with the clients? Why aren't we just repeating this? And so I just started to reverse engineer it and then came up with a system of like, if Monday we're going to do a horizontal press with the clients, then Tuesday, you know, is going to be a hinge dominant workout. And then that way, if we combine those to a total body, it's upper push, lower pull, right? Like we just combine them. And I started to recognize these patterns in programming. Mm-hmm. And then it started to say, hey, if we start this workout with a hinge, the next exercise is going to be this. And then the next exercise or movement pattern is going to be this. And then we created this like key or format for basically plugging in movement patterns. So we could design a workout in a matter of seconds, essentially, right? And so we created this whole framework around it. And then obviously we got to a point where it was like, hey, we can do even better. And we created Semi-Private Pro to take that system and then, you know, automate it, show it to the clients, all of these things. And with Semi-Private Pro, it's like I get on calls all the time and talk to gym owners, and you would be surprised at how many of them have no system or structure for how they design their workouts. It's just randomized.
Randomized.
And that creates, it creates problems, but more importantly, they're missing so much that they don't necessarily see, because we didn't see it either.
They're missed opportunities.
There's so many missed opportunities. So we want to go into those.
Let's before we go into that for a second, you're getting on calls with people, and the funny thing is most gyms believe their workouts, their program is essentially their secret sauce as to reasons why they get results for their clients. So a lot of people, you know, and as you should believe you have the best product out there, because that's what you're selling, right? So like you should believe, even if you haven't systematized it and you haven't put frameworks and a key and all this stuff, you believe that the people that train with you are getting the best results because of your program.
Sure.
Okay. Then when they sign up for Semi-Private Pro to systematize the delivery, they get our workouts and our program templates built into the software. And when they start looking at theirs versus ours, they're like, wait a minute, this is actually almost exactly how we train. And all of a sudden this, oh my gosh, we're the best of the, you know, like the programming is the reason. Now it's like, well, wait a minute. Everybody's kind of doing the same style of training out there in the world of training gyms.
Hey, Tim Lyons here. And let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. 3 days laser focused on building a gym that prints profit and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025, build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
Well, that brings up a really good point is, yeah, I mean, I'm talking to a lot of gyms. There are gyms, and I would say, I don't know if it's necessarily the majority. It might be 50-50, or it could be skewed a little bit because the people that are attracted to semi-private pro already have somewhat of a like a systemized mindset, mm-hmm. right? And so they're kind of leaning towards that. And yeah, it's exactly like that with that group of people. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, well, can we build our own programming into this? I'm like, yeah, of course, right? And then they get it and they're like, this is almost identical to
what we're doing anyway.
To what we're doing anyway. And I find that with organized gyms that are systematic, it's like, it you know, we're very scientific in our programming and our approach. And so if they are too, it aligns, right? But then you also get the gym that's used to randomization, right? Like they're
by design.
Yeah. And so then when you're like, hey, I'm trying to explain to them the programming framework, and they're just like, they're struggling to understand how the programming works inside the app, because it's like, design a macro cycle, right? Build your workouts in movement patterns. And then from those movement patterns, create a scale of exercises, you know? So for instance, you've got a squat is the movement pattern. And then you have a sit to stand, a goblet squat, a barbell squat, right? So there's more variation than that, but that's kind of just to give you an idea is like, mm-hmm. you know, you have to understand like, okay, I'm building a workout with a squat. Then I have this, you know, progression scale of exercises that I'm putting into the software. A lot of gym owners can't even like wrap their head around that because they're so randomized in their workouts. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, well, wait, you know, like a squat, like I would do, you know, maybe sometimes we would do barbell with a client. Maybe sometimes we do, you know, kettlebell. Maybe sometimes we would do dumbbells.
Just to mix it up.
Just random variation.
But not by design.
But not by design.
There you go.
Right? Not by design. And so they really struggle. And so when I'm trying to coach somebody through this, I'm like, so how do you explain your programming to your clients? And they're like, well, our clients love our workouts. And I'm like, okay, but like, what journey are you taking that client on? Like what path is there for a client to understand? This is where I started, and then I progressed to here. And where are the wins for the client? And what do they understand about how your programming is now a journey or a long-term path of development for them so you can retain them so that there's more value into your program than just the experience of the workouts?
There you go.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so again, going back to kind of how we started or, you know, kind of my philosophy early on, I was like, the programming doesn't really matter. It's all about the delivery. Right? And then it's come full circle where I go, man, we were missing so much here, so much. And so a question that I would ask gym owners, if they don't have a system around how they program, or even if they do, but it's like, hey, let's take a second look at this. What about your programming is marketable and unique to you that somebody cannot replicate down the street? Right. So for instance, when somebody comes in for a consultation, I'm like, I bet you have, you know, the same three kind of universal goals as everybody else. Like you want to feel really good. You want to get stronger. You want to lose body fat, mm-hmm. right? Our program is designed our workouts are designed specifically for that, right? You come in, we start with what we call Move Better, which is our warm up, right? But instead of calling it warm up, which has no meaning whatsoever, we call it Move Better because that's what the client wants, right? And then get stronger is like, block A. Block A means nothing to your clients, but right. what they want is to get stronger, yeah. right? And so we brand our workouts to then resonate with the client.
Sure.
And so this is a huge component of this is like, if you don't have your gym's training system, like we have the legacy training system that somebody can walk in, a client can walk into. And now instead of them do the value that they're getting out of it or perceived value that they're getting out is just like, hey, I come in or work out, I get sweaty. There's this whole entire program structure system and journey to keep them on, to keep, to, for them to be reminded of the value that they're getting.
Right, right. So there's more than just coming in and getting the workouts. There's a science and part of it has to be an education process to the clients so that they see it and know it, yeah. i.e. that giant board out there that shows yeah. our clients what's happening in their workouts, and it's by design. So it's very important that you don't allow your clients to believe there is no process behind the workouts, because for the longest time here, we just assumed that they understood that there was a whole process and framework, and the reasons we're doing this in this order was already inherently known by the client. They have no clue, no clue whatsoever.
Right.
And when they do the same movement twice, they look at that as like not good. When if they were educated on the reasons why we do it this way, then having two workouts, similar workouts in a row or in the same 2 weeks would be shown as value because, there's a reason we're doing this versus like, I just want to do something fun today. Random, right?
But I can go do something fun anywhere.
Random anywhere.
Random.
None of it's fun. Right?
Yeah. Well, right. But I could go do something random anywhere. And so this is another kind of revelation that we've had is if the client can't see it, then there's no system there. There's nothing unique in the client's mind. And so when we created Semi-Private Pro, it's like, hey, let's make our delivery better for the coaches. Let's show the client, let's display the client's individual workouts on the tablet. Whole purpose was that so that the coach could quickly go over, see what the client was doing, coach them up, right? We didn't realize that, hey, this is the gateway for us to educate our clients about the programming mm-hmm. because they're seeing it, because they see like, hey, I progressed here. you know, I log their weights, move up and weight, break their own records. Like all of those things communicate to the client, hey, there's progress here. There's a journey that's taking place. And let's be realistic, like a weight loss goal for our clients, very fragile. And they're not always, you know, even if somebody comes in and they lose body fat and they gain muscle and their weight doesn't move, they might be unhappy about that.
That's crazy.
In our mind, we're like, this is amazing. This is exactly what, and they're like bummed, right? Like they get off the InBody and they're like, this is awful. Like I didn't gain any, you know, I'm gaining weight. I didn't lose weight. Right. And so think about instead of that, being able to control the narrative of what success looks like and get them to start identifying with your training system.
That's so much deeper. I mean, deeper. We've realized this, being in business this long, you start to figure things out, right? Like there's no way we would figure this out in the first year, 2 years, 5 years. But here's the thing. You guys are getting the shortcut. You're listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
You could do the same thing, right? Like that's the whole point of this is we have to show more value than the actual workout itself, even though that can be super awesome. If they don't believe that there's a reason we're doing something in a specific way, they believe they can go anywhere and get the same thing for cheaper sometimes, especially if you're not marketing it well and you don't have a system and a nomenclature, unique mechanisms around the reason why people get results is because they follow our legacy training system with our lift cycles and our movement matrix that delivers the, you know, through the body mapping and all the scoring that they can't go anywhere and get that.
No.
That's all built into our systems here.
It's about having a branded training system.
Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
And the other component of that is with your training team. So if you just have randomized workouts and you bring coaches in, how do they understand what your brand even looks like? Mm-hmm. Right. So how do they create and deliver that brand for the client? So like when we get a brand new coach, and we always do this, it'll be a refresher for the team. Like we'll go in the office and we'll spend one of our team meetings, about 45 minutes, walking through the programming system. So it starts with, okay, guys, here's the phases of training that we, you know, walk through. What's the purpose of each one of these phases? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Okay. Somebody give me a movement pattern, right? Okay. Here's a movement pattern. All right. What's the next exercise with that movement? And we just walk through it step by step by step. And then we start translating it into here's the system. Here's how we then personalize this for every single client. And so a coach comes in and literally within 45 minutes, they understand our whole entire training system, mm-hmm. which is incredible. Now, are they an expert at communicating that and teaching it? No, of course, it takes a little bit longer than that. But in 45 minutes, they completely understand our brand and what the client is getting, what the end product looks like for the client and the purpose of it and how it's designed and all of that. That is totally overlooked
Overlooked
because you bring a new coach in, man, that can be tough for your clients,
especially when they're coming from another gym that they trained a specific way that maybe didn't also have any rhyme or reason behind it.
Yeah.
So the new coach is conditioned to randomized throw against the wall workouts is the way.
Yeah.
This is the way that we deliver it. And then they come in here and into your gyms, I should say. And if you don't have a training system around how your training system is, then you've got this huge hurdle. Now you got an education gap. You got a no brand promise delivered on the training floor, any of that stuff. This is big and it is overlooked. And the funny thing is about this is the product.
It's the core of your business.
This is the product.
It is the business, right?
Right.
So everything else is trying to get clients into that and get them to stay with that.
Yeah. And I'm going to blame CrossFit here. Sure. Honestly, the definition of CrossFit is constantly varied functional movements performed at a high intensity. Okay. There is no framework. It's constantly varied by design. I'll also blame undulating periodization in a way. There's people that coach this.
Yeah.
I think it's an excuse a little bit to be able to randomize things to give the clients kind of what they think they want. But by also saying there's science behind undulating periodization, so therefore we should just undulate everything, right? And so while there's reasons people do things certain ways, what we believe in here and what we coach our clients is to have a marketable product, a unique product that only your gym can deliver on, that they can't be replicated down the street. Guess what can be replicated? Randomized.
Sweaty. Get sweaty in a room.
That can be knocked off tomorrow morning.
Well, that's why there's boot camp gyms all over the place.
Sure.
Right?
So what can't be copied is your specific proprietary way that you do a thing in your gym that you're able to educate your clientele on. And when you educate your clientele on, whether or not they stick with you in the long term, if they go somewhere else, they're always going to be putting that new gym against the filter of what they've been educated on here or at your gym, right? And so you're building client a little army to go out into they're more educated than the regular consumer.
Well, look at the sophistication of our market, right? Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, walk into an Orange Theory, get sweaty, like that's, you know, great. But think about now, you've got the rise of podcasts and education, and there are podcasts and you know, people that are influential in the market that your clients are now listening to, and they're hearing this and they're starting to become more sophisticated and more educated around what good programming looks like. And so the challenge that like an undulating program with more variation. The reason you do that is because it's harder to educate your clients as to why, less variation and progressive overload is important, but you also never had a system in place to then tie the education back and make it connect the dots for the client. And so now that if they're getting that information, you know, they're starting to hear it on podcasts and YouTube and all these things, and they're going, well, I'm doing the wrong thing here. Like there is no progressive overload. There is no, there's too much variation in my program. They're going to leave you and they're going to go look for somebody that's doing it right.
Right.
And, you know, just like we're seeing kind of the death of boot camps across the industry and the shift to semi-private, we are starting to see this shift to now more productization, systemization around that training.
Yeah, and strength training being the core principle across, you know, the funny thing is they have these micro trends in the fitness industry where it's like, you know, a tool will come along and then everybody kind of gravitates. In fact, whole gyms are built around some specific tools sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, we gave this example like the kettlebell gym or the TRX studio, you know, those were things that were a micro trend in the industry. They come and go, but guess what's always been there? Strength training. It's always been there, and it's actually back now in a bigger way than it's been in a long time. Thank God.
Even doctors now are telling people to strength train.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's a lot of cool stuff coming down the pipe, and when it hits, we'll let you guys know. Cause I know about some drug companies going to start putting a strength training mandatory on the boxes of the drugs now. Cause it's, you know,
the GLP-1.
It's going to be a black box, not a black box, but a recommendation on the side. Go strength train twice a week when you're taking this drug because it muscle waste, right? It just, totally. it kills the muscle tissue too, right? So, or you just don't have enough calories to build it. So anyways, good stuff. I feel like we're shifting back to, I don't know, the good fight here in the middle where we've always been. But guys, you know, this might be a wake up call for you and your programming. Do you have a system around it? If you don't, maybe listen to this podcast again and see if there's things that we can, pick back up on. If you would like to take a look at Semi-Private Pro, it is our delivery system here. And we've got, I don't know how many gyms at this point, 50-ish gyms are using it.
About 60. Yeah.
60 gyms are using it now. And, we have a trial kind of going on, semiprivatepro.com.
Yeah.
You can work directly with Zach on that and, build a delivery system that's marketable and it has a system that you can coach your coaches to.
Yeah. And you don't have to adopt our system, right? Like I talked to a gym owner last week and he was walking me through his structure and his system. I was like, this is really cool, man. This is brilliant. I wish I would have thought of that. You know, I'm not going to share it with any, we don't share, you know, gym's programming in there. But the point is he had an amazing system that he had designed. Now he just needed a tool
to deliver it,
connect the dots, be able to show the client, educate the client. So, you know, yeah, we have the system. It comes with the app, but you're free to go add your own in there too.
Yeah. Build your own. Yeah. And most gyms like to do that, but also the ones that want to get it up launched quick, they just use ours. So
yeah, plenty.
All right, guys, hopefully this helps you guys maybe wrap your head around the delivery of the programming itself. If you guys need help, you know how to reach out to us. It's in the show notes. Again, hopefully this helped you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link. And keep building something great, and we'll see you in the next episode.